You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today, a great question with regards to pace versus heart rate. And it was posted in the forums. And for those of you who've been around what we do here at Coach Parry for a while, you'll know that we have recommended paces in all of the training sessions. We also talk a lot about heart rate on this podcast, as well as in the live coaching calls and on our YouTube channel. Shona, this question popped up around running to pace versus running to heart rate. What they're finding is that the recommended paces in their training plan, when they run to those, they find their heart rate is super high. Is this normal? What should they be looking at? Because it doesn't seem to correspond. Should they be running to a heart rate, or should they be running to that pace?
Yeah, I mean, we use these metrics, you know, and the more metrics you tend to have, sometimes you can try and find faults in everything, right? The more metrics you use, the more questions you're going to have. But using more than one metric is always a good idea for that exact reason. Because if you're only using pace here, I would say that essentially you're on the wrong program. You're running a little bit too fast for where you currently are. If your heart rate is going through the roof, we really want those two measures to correlate quite well. So your pace and your heart rate, that heart rate that we're prescribing, if it's 80% of your threshold, we want those two to be very closely linked together. And the more aerobically sound you are, more aerobically fit you are, if I can use fit in inverted commas there, those two will line up very nicely together. So whether you should use pace or heart rate over there, I mean, first, you know, we could essentially, one way is to put you on, if you're not necessarily using heart rate or reliably measured heart rate, just move you onto another plan that just slows you down, because I think physiologically you're redlining it a little bit too much. You're going to that top end or faster end of zone two, which is where we don't want to be. But if you are using heart rate, that would be the measure to go with, because pace, as much as these plans that we've put together have prescribed paces that we try and get to as closely, they're somewhat of an educated autistic coaching guess. And the physiological measure of the heart rate being measured correctly is the metric you want to go with, because that's the reliable internal measured variable, and that will be the most reliable for you and what's going on. So then let's use heart rate as a starting point. Train specific to 80% of your threshold, or a MAF of 190 minus your age if you're over 50, or 180 minus your age if you're under 50, and start getting your aerobic system just to start getting a bit more in check, and that heart rate will come down, and then you'll see a bit more of a correlation or a relationship between the two in time.
Awesome stuff. Shona, thank you very much for that. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Fast to Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.